From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This is a song called Cousins, off the new album from the band Vampire Weekend. You found a sweater on the ocean floor. They're gonna fight if you didn't close the door. You and the smile would sit outside of the side in a house on a street that wouldn't park on a night. Vampire Weekend had a meteoric rise to fame 2 years ago with its first album. Our reviewer, Will Hermes, has been anticipating the second album, along with a lot of critics and fans.
Vampire Weekend's popularity synced up with a bunch of trends. Rock bands influenced by world music, rock bands that dress like preppies, and pop culture phenomenon connected in some way to vampires. They suffered some backlash in the wake of their instant popularity, but that struck me as sour grapes. These guys deserved their popularity. Their fusions were smart and self-aware, and they wrote great songs. For their latest, they just wrote some more.
In December, drinking hot chata, I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, a pinch at your sandals.
I was encouraged Vampire Weekend didn't mess with their style too much. They're still blending catchy Caucasian pop rock with Bollywood disco or African chimarenga like a Banana Republic mixtape. And on occasion, they still sound like Graceland-era Paul Simon, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a perfectly excellent thing to sound like on occasion. But they've also added some cool electronic colors to the mix, like this song where they use the familiar voice processing software Auto-Tune in an unfamiliar way, with chamber music accompaniment.
Sweet gab rice cake, she don't care how the sweets taste. Fake Philly cheesesteak, but you use red toothpaste. Cause if that dime's no one, if it just makes you worse, would you lose all of your faith in the good? And if it's all a curse, we're just getting worse. Baby, please don't lose your faith in the good.
Singer Ezra Koenig likes wordplay and brand name details, and he portrays American upper crusters like an indie rock F. Scott Fitzgerald. There's the guy dreaming up plans for his girlfriend's trust fund, and another who gets stoned and falls into bed with a friend who happens to be the son of a diplomat. Sometimes there's a blankness to the voices of Vampire Weekend songs that's more Bret Easton Ellis than F. Scott Fitzgerald. But Contra does broaden the band's emotional scope. Besides ennui and bafflement, there's palpable heartbreak, too. The sounds are generally so happy, though, most people won't notice the lyrical bummers. It seems like useful music for this new decade. It's not ignoring the bad stuff. It just wants to dance while it figures things out.
Our reviewer is Will Hermes. The new album from Vampire Weekend is called Contra. And you can listen to the entire album at nprmusic.org.
Ancient business, a modern piece of glasswork. Down on the corner that you walk each day.